April 7th, 2013, Divine Mercy Sunday, the 3 p.m. service. Jesus is here as he appears as Divine Mercy. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, you are living in an age such as never before, an age when surrender to my mercy is the key to the future well-being of all mankind. Just as everything is a grace, so too everything is my mercy. All things, people, events, crosses, and victories are my merciful attempt at saving souls. The heart of the world has grown far distant from the heart of my Father through arrogant free will choices. There is little regard for God's will in governments and in the treatment of one another. I do not desire the unleashing of my justice, which will follow this age of my mercy. But mankind is tempting my justice by his disregard for God's commandments. This entire ministry, the messages of holy love, the journey through the chambers of our united hearts, and the graces attendant to the property, are all an extension and an outpouring of my divine mercy. This is the truth. Do not depart from the truth. Every present moment holds an outpouring of my mercy, not to be outdone in consolation or provision, all inviting each one to his salvation. Today I tell you this mission is the emissary of my mercy and the forerunner of my age of justice. Through these messages and all the graces attendant to this property, I am calling souls into my merciful heart. My mercy is omnipresent. It is like a cool, refreshing spring in the midst of a desert. It is all-encompassing like the sky that wraps around the earth. Apart from my mercy, there is no life. Yet I tell you, as present as my mercy is, souls must choose it to receive it. It is like a delicious piece of candy. The child may see it, but he cannot enjoy it until he chooses to partake of it. Today I tell you that my divine love and my divine mercy are one. Neither can exist in the heart without the other. As they are one in me, so too love and mercy must be one in you. Mercy is the fruit of love. Your trust in me is the barometer of your love of me. As I tell you these things in all truth, you must choose to live them in truth. Then you will be my glory in the world around you. I tell you solemnly, my brothers and sisters, my divine merciful love is the soul's last recourse to his own salvation and everlasting life. The most precious moments of anyone's life are now, in the present moment, and at his last breath. The soul who, in the present moment, chooses my merciful love will not be conflicted in his last moment on earth. This is why I have come to you at this site, and why I send my mother and all the saints here, to draw you into my merciful love. It is never I who rejects a soul, but the soul who rejects me. Learn to choose wisely in the present moment. You have been given the roadmap of the chambers of our united hearts. Follow it. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, I come to you once again imploring the heart of the world to turn to my merciful love. If every heart and every nation would live according to holy and divine love, you would have no more war. No need for weapons of mass destruction, and you would be at peace. In my heart is your every need. I am taking your petitions into my heart today, and I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.